Peter.
Yeah. So agenda paper 8 is the research update, which is an update on what we've done since September. I just want to highlight a couple of things. One is you voted just now to finish the provisions research and to start a standards setting project, and you agreed earlier in the week to move the subsidiaries, the SMEs project from the research programme to the standards setting programme. We will work out the best timing for starting that work. I think in your discussion of subsidiaries, their SMEs, it was clear that one of the big factors in that was a desire to maintain momentum, so I imagine we sort of carry on straight away with that. With provisions, I expect what we will do is probably start at least some preparatory work to start with. Whether we proceed immediately beyond that, I think, will depend on our assessment of what priorities are at the time. The other point I wanted to make is that the project on the equity method is still in the pipeline at the moment, but the team are thinking about whether to activate that soon, bearing in mind the possible interrelationships with the PIR of IFRS 11 particularly. And apart from that, we don't plan to start up any of the other pipeline projects, certainly this year and really until probably the agenda consultation is complete. Does anybody have any comments or questions?
Anne?
Thanks, Peter. I think that this summary actually puts us in a good position as we look into the agenda consultation, because what you've got listed in A1, the 8 projects, just leaving aside the two that we're just discussing as just adding, the other ones, there's been a lot of progress on those, because as we go into agenda consultation, we have to think about what we've achieved since last time, since 2016. And so on the one hand, in A6, we've got 4 projects sitting there where we're saying there's been no work on them. But I'd actually think it might be nice to have a table that actually shows back in 2016, this was the list and how those have now moved. I know it's there in the text, but we really need a visual so that people don't get the wrong idea that we put things on the pipeline and they don't move on the pipeline, because that's quite wrong. A lot of things have moved off pipeline onto research. So I really think as we look back on progress on research projects, there's a lot of progress there. So that was one thing. The other thing I was thinking about was in terms of the 3 projects that remain in the pipeline, I assume that we will be putting them up and people in agenda consultation can give an indication to us about how they prioritise those ones, even though it's now 5 years ago, against new things that they'd
That's
like us to attend.
That's actually a decision that we'll bring to you in March for you to...
But on the pipeline, I suppose the only one I wanted to specifically ask about, Peter, was the high inflation one, because for some entities or some jurisdictions, it's a particularly important one, and we haven't moved on it. And I didn't know if you had any updates, whether the countries that previously spoke to us about this have their own social and political problems at the moment, so accounting drops down the list, or whether there's still pressure there on that particular project.
Now, such high inflation that they can easily use Ascenders.
So for that one, we are actually waiting because GLAS were doing some work with the National Standards Setters and were doing some research and were going to report back to us when they'd got to a point where they felt they were ready to report back to us, and we're waiting to hear from them still.
Okay, that's fair.
Thank you.
Okay.
Can I just raise one thing? Looking at your work plan overall, just at a higher level than just the research projects that Peter was talking about, what you'll notice this year is that there are quite a few projects that are either early stage or very late stage, meaning we're going into drafting and balloting. And so you'll sort of see the mix at the board table and the agendas changing a little bit, and that you'll have fewer meaty topics at the board table in the coming months. But behind the scenes, there's going to be quite a bit of work in reviewing pre-ballot and ballot drafts. So just to warn you about that.
And to warn our listeners who
exactly
have to do with a little bit less discussion.
Absolutely. But it'll be made up for with all the stakeholder engagement and outreach that we'll be doing.
All right. Okay, thank you, Peter. Then IBA reform, but I don't see...
Rate.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, rate regulation.
Are they just coming? They're running down the passage.
There they are.